Predetermination and Divine Decree. The sect of Mujabira or fatalists argue that Almighty Allah is entirely responsible for the actions of His creatures. It is therefore He who forces them to do evil, and yet punishes them for it, and He forces others to be obedient to Him, and yet rewards them for it. They have also maintained that the actions of His creatures are in reality His actions, but these actions are attributed to them figuratively because they are the locus of His activity. The reason for this view is that the Mujabira have denied the natural causation of things that take place and that it is Almighty Allah who is the one and only cause of all things. Of course, those who adopt such a view ascribe injustice to Almighty Allah. He is far above such false ascription. Another sect, the Mufawwiza, or indeterminists, argue that Almighty Allah has given absolute authority to the creatures to do whatever they do and removed His act and determination from their acts. This is because these indeterminists believe that to ascribe all actions to Almighty Allah results in ascribing imperfection to Him, and all existent beings have their own causes even though all these causes stem from the Creator of all causes and the first cause, namely, Almighty Allah. As a matter of fact, those who adopt this conception have cancelled out the full power of Almighty Allah over all things and have decided a partner to Him in creation. With reference to this point, we follow what we have received from our Immaculate Imams, peace be upon them, who have decided that the answer is in reality between the two extremes and our belief is a middle view between fatalism and indeterminism. Our belief is not accepted by both deviating groups, as some neglect the reality of the matter while others go to the other extreme. However, after several centuries, science and philosophy finally came to the same conclusion. It is not surprising that some of those who have had no familiarity with the wisdom and maxims of our holy infallible Imams, peace be upon them, think that the notion of middle course in this issue has been one of the discoveries of some late Western philosophers. The fact is that our holy Imams, peace be upon them, having founded this principle, preceded all others by about 10 centuries. Our Imam, Ja'far as-Sadiq peace be upon him, has demonstrated this middle course through his famous words. There is neither compulsion or jabr, by Almighty Allah on doing things, nor there is absolute delegation of power or tafwiz, rather, it is a course in the middle of these two courses. What a marvelous significance this saying holds! How exact its meaning is! To sum it up, this middle course means that our deeds are, on one hand, ours in reality, because we are their natural causes and they are under our power and choice and, on the other hand, they are under the authority and within the absolute power of Almighty Allah, because He is the grantor of existence to all things. Almighty Allah has not forced us to do these deeds, therefore, He will not wrong us when He punishes us for the acts of disobedience to Him that we committed as long as we had the power and choice to avoid doing what we did. Similarly, He has not entrusted us with the making of our deeds, therefore, we are not out of His absolute power and authority. Indeed, creation, judgment, and management of all affairs are His, and He has full power over all things and He encompasses all things. Anyhow, we believe that predetermination or qaza and divine decree or qadar are within the secrets of Almighty Allah. One must thus recognize them as suitably as possible by means of neither immoderation nor negligence. It is not obligatory upon one who fails to recognize them properly to dedicate oneself to understanding and investigating them, because improper understanding of such subtle secrets will definitely lead to missing the reality and corrupting one's faith. They are in fact among the most accurate fields of wisdom that none can realize except a very few people and, as a result, many people have slipped while trying to argue these secrets which are within the secrets of Almighty Allah.